Well, good afternoon, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to Warrior Basketball, your Warrior girls and boys here at the Riverdale-Portland Tournament. Riverdale High School, a 3A school up here in the southwest Portland area, just on Twilliger Boulevard near OHSU. And Warriors taking on Faith Bible Falcons. And Faith Bible comes into this with a 9-1 record. Your Warriors come in with a 5-4. Faith Bible is a 2A school and have a couple of advantages on the Warriors that we'll talk about here in just a second. Warriors coming off a huge come-from-behind win, one of the best fourth quarters you will ever see a team put on as they came from behind down 9 going into the fourth quarter against Warrington and came back to win that 59-55, outscoring them by 13 points in the fourth quarter. One of the just tremendous fourth quarters you will ever see. Spearheaded by a change to a 1-3-1 half-court zone with Keely Graham at the top, and Keely just absolutely dominated the guards from Warrington in the fourth quarter. It was really a tremendous thing to see. If you were listening to that game or at that game, you saw or heard just a fantastic display of defensive dominance out of Keely Graham. Keely ended up with, I don't have it in front of me, I think about 20 points in that game, but had to have 6 steals in the fourth quarter if she had any. Faith Bible comes into this with a 9-1 record. They have one loss this year, and that's to Country Christian High School. They lost to them 39-31 in mid-December. Prior to that, they had won 7 in a row, and they won their last 2 against Western Mennonite and Gaston pretty comfortably. No common opponents for the two schools. The Falcons have played some 2A and 3A schools from around Oregon. Southwest Christian, Damascus Christian, De La Salle North Catholic, Country Christian were all home games for them. They played road games against Gaston, Western Mennonite, Umatilla, Echo, and Triad. As I said, the two disadvantages the Warriors have, number one is in the confidence as a team, just because of the winning of Faith Bible. They're 9-1. They've been beating up schools pretty regularly. And so my guess is they come into this game maybe a little more confident than the Warriors. The Warriors have been very hit and miss, had to come from behind to win their last game against Warrington. And the game before that had a bad second half showing down at Coquille in a 52-40 loss. Faith Bible's other advantage in this game is pretty obvious as you watch them on the court. They are the tallest team overall that we've seen this year. They have a pair of 6'1 senior twins, Katie and Sarah Fazier. So they bring some length and experience there, but they've got 4 girls listed at 5'10. Now, whether or not that's true or not, it's a whole different conversation, but they at least have some reasonable size outside of those two as well. How tough they are, how quick they are, how their guard play is going to be is going to have a lot to do with how the Warriors handle this game. Warriors, without a question, are going to have an advantage at quickness and with backcourt experience, Croxford, and entry passes when they have a size advantage in size. And so, again, the keys for this game, number one for the Warriors is going to be Croxford and Graham staying out of foul trouble. Right up front, that's the most important thing. Secondly is going to be whether or not they can manage to not get dominated on the offensive glass, defensive glass, both ends of the floor. Reginald Shane right here in front of me, and I'll just ask him real quick. Well, I won't. I'll leave him alone. I won't bug him into pregame here, but Reg just kind of gave me the raised eyebrow look there and just said, they are big. So it'll be a good test for our girls inside, and it'll be interesting to see how Reg goes about attacking that size throughout the night. I think we're going to see a lot of zone out of the Warriors. I don't think man-to-man is going to be a great way to try to match up with that. The problem with the zone, it's easier to defend the inside person because you can front and back them a little bit, but it's a lot tougher to make it hard for guards to make a good entry pass because a lot of times you're scrambling to get to that outside person and you're not up on them as soon as they catch the ball. So there's a pro and con to going with that zone. It's also a little harder to rebound out of the zone. You don't always know who you're boxing out. You can't find somebody always immediately. So a couple of challenges for the Warriors tonight, but this will be a good one for them. They've played against some size this year, but no team that has this much size across the front line. And the 6'1 Fazier girls are legitimate 6'1. They're tall. They're long. They're not real big and physical looking. I'm watching them warm up right now, and you know, they go left, they go right hand, they finish around the basket in their warm-ups comfortably with either hand. And these are a couple of kids that have obviously been to a lot of camps, done a lot of work, comfortable with the ball in their hands. So we'll see. Don't have any idea what kind of outside shooting they have as a team or anything else. We just know that they come into this with a 9-1 record, and they've got a tremendous amount of size. All right, we got about 9.5 minutes to go before tip-off. I'm going to take a break for a few minutes. I apologize ahead of time. I'm dealing with a pretty good head cold, and so if you hear it dead for a second, you might hear a sniff in the background or something as I try to deal with sinuses and runny noses and a little bit of a cough sometimes. So I'll do my best not to be too hard on your ears, and if you'll be patient with me, that'll be great. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
99W is in Ennis Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
99W is in Ennis Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Amity Warrior basketball this afternoon coming from Southwest Portland Riverdale High School Tournament, where the Warriors will play Faith Bible Falcons. Faith Bible, I think, out of the Hillsborough area up there. And they come in with a 9-1 record against the Warriors' 5-4 record. And Faith Bible has a tremendous amount of size. They start a pair of 6'1 senior girls. They're twins, Katie and Sarah Fazier. And looking at them, they are 6'1 legitimately, and they're long, and they play quite a bit of basketball. You can tell by looking at them that fundamentally pretty sound. I don't know how athletic they are, but they've got great length and obviously have played a lot. And as I said, have good fundamental skills, left hand, right hand, but comfortable with both, and both of them pretty good passers just from watching warm-ups. They will also start 5'10 sophomore Anna Wagnon, a 5'5 freshman, number 22, Anna Goodlow, and a 5'10 senior, number 10, Allegra Potter. So a tremendous amount of size. Just looking at their roster, 6'1", 6'1", 5'10", 5'10", and 5'5 starting. The Warriors, on the other hand, and Reg is giving me a bad time that one of his players, whom shall remain unnamed other than it's the announcer's daughter, he said, had bobby pins in her hair and had to take them out. So, you know, these freshmen, sometimes you got to train them a little bit better. You got to really teach them the ropes a little bit. So I see Chrissy Worthington's going to give me this bobby pin right now. And I blame this on the coaches. Really, the coaches need to do a better job in the pregame of getting kids ready. So my daughter acts as if she didn't know this was a rule. So, all right, no metal in your hair. Hey, hold on a second.
She's got one in the back, too.
All right, I'm getting bobby pins thrown at me. My daughter has absolutely no idea what she's doing, apparently. I think she's going to drive these coaches nuts over 4 years. Hey.
You guys have 4 years with her.
I have bobby pins. You have one right here.
So Chrissy and Lauren have 4 years of dealing with Audrey. And if you don't know Audrey, she is a little bit of a kick in the pants sometimes, but she can be a little dingy and 1 minute and incredibly insightful the next minute and tons of energy. And so they've got their hands full with her some days. All right. Amity is going to start their normal five, except that Alyssa Plummer is out. So it'll be Croxford and Williams, Hatch, Graham, and then Kendra Knuth stepping in to start for Alyssa. Alyssa got a sprained ankle in the game against Wharton. I saw her walking without crutches or anything, so that's a good sign, but giving her one more day of rest, maybe probably tomorrow too, and then get her back in time for league games, which will start on January 3rd at Santa Ann Christian. Kendra Knuth, let's talk about her for just a second. She has been outstanding last couple of times out. She came back from a concussion that she got playing soccer earlier in the basketball season. She was playing some weekend soccer and got a concussion, so she missed about a week of practice. But she's back from that. The last couple of games played really well off the bench for them, so she's getting the start tonight. What Kendra brings is extreme athleticism. Probably the most athletic kid on the team in terms of just size, quickness, combination, along with probably Keeley, I would think, the two that jump out to me. But the Kendra brings incredible defensive tenacity, can really hound it in that, whether it's man-to-man or playing the zone defense, and also can get out and run the floor a little bit. She's knocked down a shot each of the last couple of games. As long as she stays kind of within her game and takes a shot that's a good shot for her, she's a decent shooter. She just needs to not force things and kind of play within herself. And so we'll see how she does tonight starting. There's no pressure on her on the offensive end. They don't expect anything out of there from her. But defensively, she needs to pick up the slack that Alyssa would normally be taking care of for the Warriors. All right, we're going to take a break here to get things started. I think they're probably doing a national anthem or something else, and so we're going to take a break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a minute.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly.
With the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing.
Providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warrior girls set to take on Faith Bible Falcons. Faith Bible comes into this 9-1. Your Warriors 5-4, coming off a great come from behind fourth quarter win against the Warrington Warriors this last week. And led by Keely Graham in the fourth quarter there. And Warriors without Alyssa Plummer tonight with a sprained ankle, recovering from that she sustained at halftime or right before halftime of that Warrington game. And so starting in her place tonight, Kendra Knuth. And again, forgive me if I sound a little foggy or if I have to take a break for a second to cough or sniff. Dealing with a pretty good head cold here, so my apologies ahead of time. I'll try to do my best not to be hard on your ears. All right, we've got 8 minutes on the clock. Warriors set to go. Faith Bible with tremendous size advantage in this game. Only one starter under 5'10", though I would say probably closer to 5'8", 5'9". But a couple of girls at a legit 6'1", and those are the Fazier girls, and Katie Fazier will jump center with Morgan Croxford. Warriors ready to go in their home white uniforms with royal trim. And they win the tap easily, the Falcons do. They get it to Fazier. Fazier up with the left hand, misses that one. Ball tipped loose and picked up by Malin Williams. Good job by Croxford to tip it out. There's a pass ahead. It's Hatch. Hatch loses it, tries to get it back in the corner, and the ball goes out of bounds, I think, off of the Falcons. So the first shot of the game was missed by Sarah Fazier, a little left-handed jump shot on the left side of the key. Looks like Falcons are going to sit in a 1-3-1 zone with the Fazier girls on the wings, so they'll be able to challenge the outside shooting pretty quick. Williams out top, swings it to Graham on the right wing, back to Williams. Williams fakes the three, goes left side, Knuth, 18-footer, no good. And Hatch battling for it, can't get it. Fazier has it, but just stepped out of bounds. Good job by Hannah to battle with Sarah Fazier down there, and Fazier had a foot on the baseline. Warriors will inbound right side of the key on the baseline. And I forget, we may also have some connection difficulties too, so if it gets a little fuzzy or it cuts out on it, just be patient. It'll come back on. We do not have good reception here. Keely Graham, meanwhile, hits a three from the right corner to get things started off the inbound. Nice shot by Keely. Warriors in full court man now, going to harass the guard play. There's a screen, and it's by Knuth. Williams with the board. Head to Croxford. She gets it across half court and then sets it up back to Williams. Fakes the three to Croxford. She and Williams play catch now out there a little bit. Now goes down. Hatch, left baseline, misses the 15-footer, and the rebound by Graham down in the right corner. And the pass tipped away from her by Sarah Fazier. Out of bounds. Warriors basketball on the far sideline. Croxford with it. So a lot of length to try to get the ball inside against this 1-3-1. Williams, three-pointer out top. Good! Malin Williams buries the three, and the Warriors are up 6-0. That's what you have to do against the zone. You got to shoot against it effectively, get the good looks, and make those. Warriors with man-to-man pressure. The Falcons get it across into the hands of Wagner to set up the offense. Right side to Katie Fazier. Fazier looks inside, throws it over her sister's head, and it's intercepted by Croxford. Croxford ahead to Graham. Graham attacks on the right side, now backs it out. Out to Croxford, out top, swings it to Williams. Williams for another three. This one no good. Ball underneath, pulled out of there by Wagnon. Wagnon pushes up the right side, cut off by Hatch. Hatch makes her slow it down. Wagnon loses it, gets it back right in front of Red Chair. There's a pass picked off by Graham. Graham jumped the passing lane, takes it in with the right hand, lays it up, and in! Keely Graham making her presence known on both ends. And there's a loose ball on the floor. It's knocked away by Graham, picked up by Hatch. Hatch goes up, the ball knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Warrior basketball. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Faith Bible right away as the Warriors jump out on top in the first 3 minutes of this game, 8-0. Keely Graham hit a three to get things started. Malin Williams stuck a three the last two trips ago down the floor, and then Warriors got a steal. Keely Graham jumped the passing lane, got the steal, and was able to take it the length of the floor and make it an 8-0 game. And then the Warriors, Keely knocked away the inbound pass. Hannah Hatch came up with it. And got the ball knocked away as she took it in. So it'll be Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key as we get things going here. 5:05 left to go in the first quarter. Excellent start for the Warriors. I was going to tell you, occasionally my signal either drops really low or almost cuts out here. I work off of a Verizon jetpack, and so it needs a Verizon signal. And guess what? Here in Southwest Portland, not too far from Lewis and Clark College, the Verizon signal's terrible. I would not have guessed that. Warriors with it. Graham takes a 23-footer out top, rims that one. Fazier with the rebound. That's Katie Fazier. Gets it in the hands of number 23, Stearman, into the game. Stearman working on Hatch at the top of the key extended. Now swings it right side. That's Potter. Potter looking inside, not there, to Fazier out on top. Sarah Fazier swings it to Katie Fazier on the right wing. Knuth on her. Fazier drives. It's going to be fouled as she takes it in strong. And Reg yelling, no, 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 the whole way. Going to make her beat you from the three-point line before you let her beat you off the dribble. Kinder wanted to get up tight on that. Fazier able to make a strong move and then get herself to the foul line. So Katie Fazier will have the first free throws of the game for either team. She'll shoot two. 4:41 left to go, first quarter. First one no good off the back rim. Warriors still pitching a shutout here, 8-0. First foul of the game right there, and that was on Knuth. Second one by Fazier is perfect. So 8-1 Warriors. Here comes Croxford with it. Croxford slows it up, lets everybody get where they want to be against this 1-3-1 zone. It's a lot of length in the middle, across the middle of this, and not a lot of size out top or quick. Hatch down low, little 8-footer, buries it. Nice job by Hannah Hatch. Great pass from Croxford for the assist. Warriors back in full court man, picking up Fazier here. Katie Fazier works off a screen, gets down the left side, or right side here, gives it to Potter. Potter swings it out to Stearman. Stearman will reset the offense. Gets it on the wing to Katie Fazier. She's got the drive, no shot. It's going to be a push off the left hand, jump hook, up and in. Can't let her catch it down low like that. And Sarah Fazier with her first basket of the game, Warriors up 10-5. It's a pass tipped and stolen. Fazier throws it ahead. There's a pass ahead to Sarah Fazier, and she lays it up and in as they run the floor. The big girls run the floor really, really well for this team. That was Katie Fazier finishing that one. Excuse me. Sarah Fazier had the steal. So Warriors lead cut to 3, 10-7. They were up 8-0 here. Warriors need to settle down, take care of the basketball, and they've got a rebound. There's a almost foul. Williams gets it, swings it. It's Graham on the drive, pulls up. Her shot blocked from the side by Katie Fazier. Potter with it. Is it to Stearman, and Stearman will come up the floor. Throws it to Fazier on the right wing. Croxford backs way off her. She'll take the three from there, and that one is an air ball. And Potter saves it. Nope, can't save it. Out of bounds. Sarah Fazier yelling at her sister not to take that three. They've got a huge advantage inside. If they want to shoot the ball from three-point range, that's a huge advantage for the Warriors. 10-7 Warriors, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Croxford goes down low, pass tipped by Fazier. It's a lot of wingspan to try to throw it past. Red yelling instructions from the sideline to Morgan, his senior point guard, letting her know what he wants. They throw it out high to Croxford, and she'll set the offense up. Swings it to Williams. Williams back to Croxford. 1-3-1 zone. Williams down in the corner to Graham. Graham back to Croxford. Left angle three. No good. Loose ball picked up by Fazier. Fazier trying to get it to her sister. Can't do it. Now throws it back. Wild throw, but Stearman comes down with it. Stearman will set the offense up. The Fazer girls aren't particularly quick, but they do have good length and they're fundamentally sound. They're just not superbly athletic in terms of quickness for being 6'1", but they've got great length and good fundamentals. There's a good cut. Croxford knocks the ball away, and it's off of Sarah Fazer's hands and out of bounds, I think. Warriors ball, still up 10-7 as we come up on the two-minute mark to go in the first quarter. Croxford with it. Gets it to Williams. Williams back to Croxford. Warriors are getting good looks from three-point range. You've got to make more than two of them here, though. Croxford finds Graham down low. Graham back out to Hatch. Hatch swings it to Croxford. Now cross court to Williams. Williams with a pump fake. Back to Croxford. Double bounce. Croxford saves it just in front of the scores table. Now throws a bullet pass to Graham. Graham lays it up and in. What a pass by Morgan Croxford. Graham with seven in the game. And then she gets a steal on the inbounds. Crosses over. Goes left. Back out to Croxford. Croxford picks it up to Graham in the corner. Her pass tip, but Williams gets it. Williams back to Croxford. They need to get some spacing here, and Croxford backs it out. Now down on the corner to Graham. Back to Croxford. Swings it right side to Williams. Williams fakes the corner pass to Hatch. Now they get Graham left corner for three. Good! Keely Graham absolutely on fire. 10 points in the game. And a couple of steals to go with it. 1:05 to go. First quarter. Warriors extend their lead to 8, 15-7. Fazer with it. Kicks it out on top to Stearman. Stearman throws it right side to Goodlow. Back out on top to Sarah Fazer. She goes to her sister Katie on the left wing. Not a lot of tremendous quickness on this Falcons team in terms of ball movement and things like that. They're pretty plodding. They want to get the ball inside. Here they get it to Fazer down low. She turns with the left hand. She's short, and the rebound by Graham. That's what they want to do, is bang it in down low, take their time, and be methodical. Williams back to Graham out on top. To Williams. Williams to Graham. Now back to Williams. Fakes the three. Steps left. Picks up her dribble. Swings it back to Graham. Keeley down low. No, her pass picked off by Sarah Fazer. It's hard to get a straight pass through there. Fazer throws it away, trying to hit Goodlow on the fast break. We've got a sub into the game. This will be Jenna Lopez. She'll get Maylin Williams a break here. 9.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hergert into the game for Goodlow for the Falcons.
DHL and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Riverdale High School in Southwest Portland on Terwilliger Boulevard, not too far from OHSU and Lewis and Clark College. Start of the second quarter, Warriors up 15-7. In the game for the Warriors, Croxford, Rosenbaum, Graham, Hatch, and Lopez. Warriors ball to start the second quarter. Lopez gets it into Graham. Graham leading the way with 10 points in this game. And we've got man-to-man defense now by the Falcons as they come out with a different look. Rosenbaum on the right wing, looking for a cutter. Hits Lopez. Lopez turns and misses the short shot. Hatch gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. And Fazer pulls it out of there. Sarah Fazer with it, gets it to Penn. Penn with the ball. Backs it out a little bit, waits. Keeley's got her. Throws it left side. I'm having a hard time seeing past Reg here. The seats here are three high on both sides of the gym, so I don't have much of a perspective to look at. I can't see over Reg very well. Fazer with it, top of the key. Swings it left side to her sister, Sarah Fazer. Now out to Goodlow. High post, Fazer. Drives. And they're going to get a foul called on Croxford. The blocking foul, that'll be her first. Croxford and Graham, imperative that they stay out of foul trouble in this game. Lost her footing. Hatch with it on the left wing. Warriors up six. Down in the corner to Lopez. Lopez out on top to Graham, swings it right side to Croxford, looking for a cutter, not there. Man-to-man defense now for the Falcons. Graham starts to drive and draws a foul on Potter. Potter not nearly quick enough to be guarding Graham. They should be getting Keeley in isolation every time against her. Whoever's guarding Keeley or Morgan, I would think Reg would want to get in isolation. Morgan's got one of the Fazer girls on her, a 6'1 post player trying to guard Morgan. Morgan with it on the left wing. She's going to go right at her, backs her down, turns, left-handed hook. It's blocked, and a jump ball called. So that'll be Falcons basketball in the alternating possession. And that was Katie Fazer coming across to help her sister with the block there. Falcons basketball, Warriors pick up full court man. Falcons inbound it. Fazer with it. Sarah Fazer brings it up the left side. Kyle, give her some room. Now she throws it down low. Ball knocked away. Picked up. Missed shot by Katie Fazer. Good defense there by Jenna Lopez to help out. Got a hand on that. Croxford all the way up the right side. Gets down low. Tries to sneak a pass to Hatch and lost the angle. And the ball rolls out of bounds. Tried to kind of roll one around the baseline, and Hannah started to pop up from the baseline, and so the pass went to nobody. Croxford trying to make a really difficult pass there, and that would have required perfection on her and Hannah's part to make that work, and didn't happen. It's interesting, the Fazer girls handle the pressure, so the two most trusted ball handlers on the team are the two post players. Sarah Fazer working against Rosenbaum, now gets it to Katie. Fazer with it on the right wing, she holds it. Now they get the ball out on top to Stearman, and they reset the offense. Swings it left side. They look down low. Rosenbaum with the steal. Knocks it away. Lopez pulls it up. Good job by Kaya to get around in front. Fazer there. Graham with it. Goes down left corner to Hatch. Hatch 18-footer. Not thinking about it. She buries it. Hannah Hatch is catching and shooting. That's reminiscent of last year when she was so effective in that mid-range game. And she buries the 17-18-footer there on the baseline. And the Warriors back up 17-9 by 8. Stearman sets up the offense. Goes right to Fazer. Fazer with it, working on Rosenbaum. Gets a screen from her sister. Gets to the foul line. And gets it back up to Wegman. The offense is very, very simple that they run. There's nothing complicated about it. You got 2-6-1 posts. You're trying to get them the ball in space where they can work in that low post. They try to go high-low. They get it down to Katie Fazer. She turns, misses the shot. Ball's loose. Lopez, Graham, and Wagnon comes out with it and throws it away. So it's probably traveled in there too, rolling over on her back. Malin Williams coming back in and going to get Mo a break. Croxford comes out of the game. Croxford with a couple of nice assists there in the first quarter. Good job of running the offense overall. A couple turnovers too, though. And only one foul. That's the key there. Graham with no fouls and Morgan with one. Keeley with it out on top. Throws it right side to Rosenbaum. Goes right through her hands and she saves it back in to Fazer. And the Fazer girl complaining, Rosenbaum came from behind, knocked the ball away. Fazer turns and barks at the referee. Kind of interesting there. You don't see that very often. There's Fazer from the top of the key, misses the three. Stearman with the rebound, gets it out. Now they set it back up on top. Sarah Fazer fakes the three, goes to the foul line, pulls up. Awkward looking left-handed jump shot, misses it. They get the ball back and reset their offense. 17-9 Warriors. Katie Fazer with it. Goes left side to Wagnon. Wagnon trying to get the offense set up here. Finally hands the ball off to Stearman. Stearman with it now. Works off a screen. Out to Goodlow. Goodlow hits the three. And a Goodlow, her first basket of the game. Buries it. At the other end, coming down real quick. What's that? Who hit that shot? Who? Hannah? At the other end, Hannah Hatch with a short basket. I looked down for a second, and Hannah got a quick basket at the other end. Nice job by Hatch in transition to bury the jumper from about 15 feet. Weak side rebound, Lopez. Nice box out on Wagnon. Warriors with the ball, up 19-12, pushing it up the floor. Williams to Graham. Graham swings it right side to Lopez. Lopez looking with more confidence here. Her pass knocked away off of Graham's hands and out of bounds. Into the game will be Callie Roberts. Roberts will get Lopez. It's going to be Falcons ball. Falcons in their navy uniforms with white letters and numbers on them. They get it into Fazer. This is Sarah Fazer. Gets it ahead to Stearman. Stearman throws it away, trying to hit Goodlow in the corner and just threw it out of bounds. Right idea, but just not a good pass. Penn in. She's going to get Stearman out of the game. Warriors ball up 7. 3:27 to go, second quarter. 19-12 lead for the Warriors. Graham comes down the right side. Spins it around. She's on top now with it. Crosses over, gets to the foul line. Bad pass to Williams. She saves it. Down to Hatch in the corner. Hatch hammered and no call. Callie Roberts gets it, and she's knocked to the ground as she tries to shoot the ball. I think she's going to get two free throws out of this. Good hustle by Callie. Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor, no shots. 3:08 to go, second quarter. 19-12, Warriors with the lead and the ball. Baseline, left side of the key. Williams will inbound. The Warriors stack it up along the left side. They get it into Graham in the corner. Graham dribbles it out. Left wing, takes the three from there. Looks good. Won't stay in. Ball tipped by Hatch and out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Croxford in, and that'll get Hatch a break. Job by Hannah. Hannah with 6 points in the game, as well as she shot the ball all year. Good to see. That'll help the Warriors' offense a lot if she's burying that baseline jumper. It's a critical part of their offense. Left corner, Williams with it. They find Rosenbaum inside. Bounce pass to Roberts. Roberts hammered to the floor. She'll get two shots. Job by Callie not to hesitate. Great pass by Kaya Rosenbaum. She knew she had one of the Fazer girls behind her. Gave a little fake and then a bounce pass to Callie. And Callie will go to the line to shoot two. Callie Roberts, a senior, missed last year with some knee issues. Free throw is no good. Bangs it off the left side of the rim. She'll have one more. Waiting for the Falcons to get set here. Now Roberts has the ball. See if she can make one out of two here. Second one is long. And Graham harassing inside, can't get the rebound. It's a pass ahead and thrown away as Graham harassed Wagnon. Wagnon trying to get the ball to one of her teammates, and a good job by Keeley. Rosenbaum out, and it's going to bring, try to see who they brought in here. Looks like Courtney Kendall's in the game. Can't see her from behind the coaches sometimes there. Stearman works right, and she carried it. So Searman with a turnover, got her hand under the ball and rolled it over. Portland Association officials up here call the game a little differently. Every association kind of has its points of emphasis that it emphasizes and really kind of gets after during a game. And sometimes players are used to playing with different officials, and they get calls that they don't normally get called on them. Graham with it on the right wing. Back to a 1-3-1 zone now. Pass by Kendall, gets it to Williams, out to Croxford. Croxford back to Williams. Hard to shoot off of the wings because of the length of the Fazer girl there on the left side. Williams out top with it now, back to Croxford, goes in the corner to Graham. Graham for a corner three, no good, airballed that one, and Katie Fazer with the rebound. Ball knocked away by Graham as Goodlow tries to bring it up the floor. Hatch in, Roberts back out. Roberts gave some good minutes there. A couple of good hustle plays on the offensive end. Keep balls alive and get herself to the foul line. Goodlow, or Stearman with it, hands it to Penn. Penn works off a high screen, goes all the way in, and puts it up and in. Beats Croxford to the rim. So Yolanta Penn with her first basket of the game. Just a 5'2 sophomore guard, but a nice play there to get to the basket. There's Croxford pass knocked away and stolen. And she gets the steal at the other end as Fazer tries to take it in. Croxford just strips her the ball. Croxford up the floor, bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch traveled. Couldn't hold her pivot foot, drug it just a little bit. And that'll be a turnover on the Warriors. Falcons ball, 1:26 to go, second quarter. Warriors up 5, 19-14. Penn with it, right wing. She'll back it out. So with the exception of a couple of defensive breakdowns by the Warriors, been a pretty sound first half. Penn throws up a wild shot. Croxford with the rebound. Graham ahead to Williams. Williams pulls up left wing. She'll back it out, not take the three. Over to Graham. Graham takes a dribble. Back to Williams. Williams with a good look from the three there. Left. Missed that one. And rebound by Stearman. Or Goodlow, excuse me. Gets it to Fazer. Fazer under a minute to go now. Katie Fazer brings it up. Gives it to Penn. They're going to play for one shot here. That's hard to believe with 50 seconds to go. We'll see if they can run their offense that long against this Warriors man-to-man defense. Fazer on the side. Croxford up on her. She gives it up. The corner back out on top now to Penn. Penn, a couple of dribbles, working against Williams. Throws it left side. Stearman, Graham on her. Graham harassing her. There's a pass. Penn has to chase it down near half court. 21 seconds to go now. They're knocked away by Williams. There's a steal by Maylin. Maylin takes it in. Oh, and dribbles it off her foot. Good pressure by Penn to get back on defense. Reg says pick him up. Pick him up. 16.2 seconds to go. First half. 19-14 Warriors. Reg does not want to give up a basket here. He'd like to get something off of this. Fazier trying to get it in. Throws it to Penn. Williams on her. Penn comes down with it. Penn beats Williams, gets top of the key, drives in, up and under, and puts it in. Nice move by Yolanta Penn. She's got four. Warriors with it, 6 seconds. And there's a steal by Fazier. Throws it up from half court. No good. Petty play by Fazier, though. And after two, the Warriors' lead was cut from 8 down to 3. 19-16 Warriors as they're outscored 9-4 in that second quarter as Reg went pretty deep on his bench. I think he feels confident. He wanted to save his guards a little bit, not put too much pressure on him, and not wear him out and take a chance on foul trouble. So he's got a lot of fouls to work with here headed into the second half. Warriors up 19-16 at halftime. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYZ. We'll be back after a couple of messages.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 MPGe and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 MPGe and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here, the Warriors versus the Faith Bible Falcons. Warriors lead 19-16 at the half. They were up 15-7 after one. Reg went pretty deep on his bench, and that led to a couple of easy baskets, and I think maybe a little letdown on the Warriors' part of their intensity level, playing with some different combinations out there. No Alyssa Plummer tonight. Warriors started Kendra Knuth, and Kendra got herself a couple fouls in the first quarter. The Warriors only had three fouls in the first half, two on Kendra and one on Croxford. So the good news is for the Warriors as they head into the second half is that Keeley has no fouls and Morgan only has one. That's going to allow the Warriors to really get after it on the defensive end and not have any concerns about foul trouble. Warriors were led in the first half by Keeley Graham with 10. Hannah Hatch had 6. Maylin Williams with 3. And they were 0 for 2 from the foul line as a team. Faith Bible was led by Katie Fazier with 5. Sarah Fazier had 4. Atlanta Penn with 4. Both of those baskets right there near the end of the second quarter when Warriors had a little defensive breakdown and got let her get past them on the drive. And Anna Goodlow with 3. And the Falcons were 0 for 1 from the foul line in the first half. So only 4 foul shots for both teams combined in the first half and only 1 made. So Warriors will be able to be a lot more aggressive coming out in the second half, and looking forward to seeing what kind of pressure they can put on. The guard play for this Falcons team is not real good, and the big girls are probably their best ball handlers against pressure, but they've got a real high kind of slow dribble. Neither one of them are particularly quick. They just have a long stride, and so I think that's something the Warriors are going to be able to take advantage of in the second half. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes and be back with the second half. We got about 7.5 minutes to go before that tip-off. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques that awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find,
Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here are the Warriors and Faith Bible Falcons girls basketball game, where your Warriors leading 19-16. Warriors with a really good first quarter. Had a 15-7 lead over the 9-1 Falcons, a 2A school. And second quarter was a little rattier as the Warriors subbed a lot in and out and got some combinations that didn't do a real good job defensively. But the good news is, coming out of that first half, the number one key to this game is to keep Keeley and Morgan out of foul trouble, and neither one of them are in foul trouble. Morgan with one, Keeley has not had a foul in the game. We saw some glimpses in the first half of the Warriors being able to pressure the guard play. Keeley with a couple steals, Maylin with a steal, Morgan with a couple of steals. And so I think we're going to see a lot more aggressive guard defense here in the second half as the Warriors have some fouls to work with. 1-3-1 zone for the Falcons. Warriors with the ball to start the second half. Croxford, Williams, Graham, Hatch, and Rosenbaum on the floor for the Warriors. Maylin swings it to Keeley. Keeley right in front of me here. Out on top now to Rosenbaum, back to Keeley. Keeley works around the top of the key. Takes a three-pointer from there. Rims that one. No good. Kaya with the rebound. She puts it up. She's fouled and scores! Kaya Rosenbaum with an excellent putback and drew the foul on one of the Fazer girls. See which one it was on. It is on number 43, Sarah Fazier. First foul of the half on either team. See how many that is on Fazier. That's her third. A great job by Kaya Rosenbaum. No hesitation on that offensive rebound. Just turned, spun, and put it right back up and in. Misses the foul shot, and Katie Fazier with the rebound. So Rosenbaum extends the Warrior lead to 5, 21-16. Now they pressure, double. They get a trap out on top, and there's Graham on the floor, and Wagnon tied up. It'll be Faith Bible ball. Keeley laying on the ground after that. Wagnon trying to help her up. Keeley a little took it to her hip a little bit there. Wagnon checking with her, making sure they're both okay. Keeley took, I think, a knee to the side there just above her hip. But Keeley about as tough as they come. I think that'll make her play even better. Warriors in their 1-3-1. They've got Wagnon. They go down low to Fasian, back out to Potter. Potter looking inside to Fazier. They double down on her. They spin it around to the other Fazier. Sarah Fazier with the ball back out on top. They swing it to Goodlow, left side for three. No good. Air ball. Croxford with the rebound. Croxford pushes up the right side. Gets it ahead to Graham in the corner. Graham cross second three of the game. And the Warriors lead is cut to 2, 21-19. And a pass intended for Keeley Graham by Morgan Croxford threw it away. And Reg saying, come on, be fundamentally sound out there, Morgan. So, Warriors up 21-19. Reg has the tie-off now. Not happy about the way this third quarter is starting particularly. Fazier out on the right side to Potter. Potter swings it around. Now to Stearman. Stearman to Fazier. Fazier tries to go low. Her pass stolen by Rosenbaum. She was trying to get it to Goodlow, and Goodlow had turned her head. Graham ahead to Croxford on the left wing. Back out to Keeley, swings it to Maylin. Keeley play catch. Now Maylin with it. They swing it to Croxford, left side. Morgan to Keeley, trying to get the spacing right here. Morgan bounce past the Hatch. Hatch left angle or left corner with the deep two, no good. And Rosenbaum had the rebound putback attempt blocked by Fazier. Sarah Fazier on that one. The twin girls, Sarah and Katie Fazier. There's Graham with a steal out on top. She'll take it in, up with the left hand, and scores! Took the steal right away from Stearman. Keeley with 12 points in the game. Warriors back up by 4, 23-19. Stearman down in the corner. They try to go low to Fazer, knocked away by Rosenbaum. Letting him play physical in that low post area. And Rosenbaum kind of was wrapped up with Fazer down there. Was able to reach around and knock the ball away. No call. Get the ball in the corner. They dump down low to Fazer. Fazer turns, goes to the left hand, and puts it up and in. Katie Fazer with her third basket of the game. She's got 7 points. Warriors back up by two now. Williams down the right corner to Hatch. Hatch puts up a quick trigger two. No good. Fazer with the rebound. One and done for the Warriors on a quick miss there. They lob inside to Sarah Fazer. She goes cross court. Her pass knocked away by Williams, chased down by Potter. They go inside to Katie Fazer. It's knocked away by Rosenbaum. Nothing the Falcons do is particularly impressive in terms of quickness, but they're just so long that it's causing problems for the Warriors. And the Warriors should have had a sub in there, and they didn't get buzzed, and so Knuth will have to wait until the next dead ball. Fazer works left, goes in the corner, Stearman back to Fazer on the low left block, puts it up with the left hand, misses, gets it back, and puts it up and in. You got to box her out. That was Sarah Fazer. She's got 6 in the game. Tied up at 23. Croxford to Williams. Williams starts to drive back to Croxford on top. Croxford to Williams, fakes the 3. Fazer comes out and gives her a little intimidation look there. Graham in the right corner. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams fakes the 3. Pulls up, her shot blocked by Katie Fazer. That's the worry. She gave her the fake, stepped left, and Fazer closed the gap at 6-1 and still got the block. Fazer in the open court gets it to Stearman. They go down low to Fazer, finds her sister cutting, and good pass from Katie Fazer to Sarah Fazer, and Sarah Fazer will go to the line to shoot 2. Rosenbaum's going to get the foul. They're going to call it on Hatch. I don't think Hannah was anywhere near that, but so Sarah Fazer to the line to shoot 2, and she buries the first one. The lefty, 6'1", long arms, identical twin sister, Katie Fazer, both with 7 points in the game now. Williams out and Knuth in for the Warriors. Warriors trailing now for the first time of the game, 24-23. Second one also good by Fazer. So Sarah Fazer with 8 now, 4 in this quarter. Warriors down 2. Warriors struggling in the half-court offense so far in this half. Croxford and Graham play catch outside. Graham puts up a 3, no good. And Fazer with a rebound. Her pass tipped away, knocked loose. Croxford with a loose ball. She'll push it to Graham on the left side. Graham crosses over, gets into the key. Comes out the other side, swings it to Croxford. Croxford for 3, no good. Rosenbaum battling, can't get it. Potter with the rebound. This is where if the Warriors aren't making outside shots, they're going to really struggle. And Graham's going to get hit with a first foul of the game for Keeley as she reaches in on Fazer on the right side. It's a tremendous amount of length. The Warriors have got to get good looks. They've got to make those. They've got to get good ball movement in the offense. They can't be stagnant moving the ball. They've got to move it diagonally and move it quickly to get those Fazer girls out of position. Stearman, pass knocked away. They get it back. Fazer goes in the corner to Potter. Potter back out to Goodlow. Goodlow to the lefty, Fazer, and she misses. Croxford with the rebound. That was Sarah Fazer. Croxford finds Knuth. Knuth from the left angle misses the little left-handed lay-in. She was challenged there by Potter, and Sarah Fazer with the rebound. Sarah goes behind her back a couple of times. Makes Hatch miss, now picks up her dribble. Fazer girls don't do anything quickly. They kind of almost look a little passive, but they're fundamentally sound. They go low to Katie Fazer. She got inside position on Croxford, and Croxford fouls her. But with that kind of length and a good shooting touch both of them have, that's it's pretty tough to deal with them. And they've obviously played together their whole lives, and they kind of have that sixth sense a little bit that twins have and that basketball players that play together a lot have, just kind of know where each other are. Katie Fazer misses the first foul shot. 7 in the game for her. Warriors still down 2, 25-23. Second one, up and perfect. So Katie Fazer, 2 out of 4 from the line, 8 points. Warriors are down 3, 26-23. Warriors struggling here in this half. Only have 4 points, been outscored 10-4 Hatch, right corner three, no good. Fazier with the rebound. It's loose. Knuth gets it. Good job by Kendra. Fazier couldn't pull it in. She had the rebound and lost it. Knuth chased it down. Croxford, Hatch, back to Croxford on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, swings it to Knuth. Knuth starts to drive, goes left side. Graham for three, way short, and flat-footed rebound there by Sarah Fazier. Fazier comes up. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Fazier stripped by Graham. Graham in the open floor, gets past Goodlow, and fouled as she goes to the hoop. As Goodlow reaches in and didn't want to give her the shot, so Graham will go to the line to shoot two. Keeley with 12 points in the game, leading all scorers. So the height really bothering the Warriors here in this half. Getting out-rebounded significantly both ends of the floor. Only a couple of second-chance opportunities here in the first 5 minutes and 42 seconds of the third quarter. Graham misses the foul shot. So one more. Chance to cut this to two. Graham eyes it, three dribbles, puts it up, and misses that one also. Fazier with the rebound. She doesn't like the physical play that Rosenbaum's giving her. The missed free throw, not good for Keeley there. She misses the pair. Penn with it. Graham on her. Graham reaching a little bit, making her work hard. It's off of Penn's foot. No, it's tipped by Graham. They say Graham gets a low on the floor for it, and then should have a reach-in foul. Nope, Reg got a timeout called. Nice job by Reg to call that timeout. And Audrey Clark going to come into the game, try to get a little bit more size and strength in there, give her a shot at seeing if she can do a little something on the rebounding end of things for the Warriors. So it's going to be a full timeout taken by the Warriors, so we're going to take a quick break also. Warriors down 26-23, 2:01 to go in the third quarter. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors trailing 26-23 here with 2:01 to go in the third quarter. Warriors were up 19-16 at halftime, so if you do a little quick math there, they've been outscored 10-4 here in this quarter. It's going to be Warriors basketball. Excuse my cough there. Had a little bit of a head cold here. Got some DayQuil going and some an espresso, and so hopefully between those two things we'll make it through these two games unhindered. Croxford inbounds to Graham. It's Croxford, Graham, Knuth, Hatch, and Clark on the floor for the Warriors. Graham and Croxford play catch out top, trying to see what that zone's going to do there and change the spacing a little bit. Graham on the right wing, back to Croxford. Croxford now to Graham. Graham fakes the look, back to Croxford. Now she goes down to Knuth. Knuth starts to drive, loses the ball, and it's picked up by Stearman. Stearman throws it ahead, knocked him out by Graham. Graham with the steal. Nice job by Graham to get back on defense, play a little center field there, that little free safety, and get the ball. Croxford back to Graham. Graham will put up a three, way short, and that one goes out of bounds. Nobody could get to it. Williams in and Knuth out. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Picking them up full court. They get the ball in to Katie Fazier. Fazier works left, gets the ball to Stearman. Stearman, or Goodlow, excuse me, Goodlow with it. Over to Penn. Penn pretty quick on the drive. Graham on her. Graham cuts her off. Penn picks up her dribble. Got to cut off the passing lanes. Croxford doesn't. They get the ball to Wagnon. Wagnon back on top now to Stearman. Stearman backs it out almost to the half court line. Swings it left side to Fazier. Fazier just kind of holds the ball casually, not really any kind of a threat out there. Picks up her dribble. The lackadaisicalness with which they play the game would irritate me as a coach. They just show no real enthusiasm, kind of passive a lot of times. Penn with the drive, stripped away by Croxford. Croxford ahead to Graham. Graham takes it in with the left hand, lays it up and in. That's how you run the fast break, folks, right there. Croxford and Graham combining to bring the Warriors back within one. They get the ball into Stearman. Stearman over to Fazier working on Clark up the right side. Clark just takes out Penn, and you will not set a screen on her again, young lady. Nobody called the screen, and Audrey just ran right through the Penn girl and just took her out. Penn shaking up on the play. But that's what happens. Clark running hard to stay with Fazier, and Penn set the screen, blindside screen. Nobody called it, so Audrey just went right through her, never saw her. So Penn out of the game, kind of shaken up, took a hit to the head on the floor. I think she'll be okay. But you got to love that physicality, though. If somebody's going to set a screen on you, you have two choices. You know, you can either kind of go around it or under it, or you can fight through it. And if somebody sets a blind screen on you, they're taking a risk of getting run over if nobody calls that. 26-25, Falcons with the lead and the ball against the Warriors. There's a drive with a left hand. Missed that one. That was Stearman had it. Croxford with the rebound. Croxford drives right side. Gets all the way through. Lays it up and in. Just kind of snuck that one in there. Morgan Croxford, their first pass of the game. Warriors back up 26-25 or 27-26. And that is the end of the first or the third quarter. I'll get all my numbers right here. Warriors up 27-26 after three. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 8 minutes to go in this one. Close game here. The Warriors leading 27-26 after trailing by 3 points there in the third quarter. They were able to come back, take a lead on a Croxford lay-in out of the half-court offense. Croxford with it to start the third quarter. Graham swings it to Williams, back to Croxford. The three guards out top there. They play catch with it. No Alyssa Plummer this afternoon. That's a big hole for the Warriors. It's another ball handler and an excellent defender. Williams will take a three out top. Looks good. A little short on that one. Banging inside. Graham with the rebound. Loses it. And Fazier chases it down the corner. Keeley had it. Couldn't hang on to it. Fazier brings it up the left side. She's still driving. All the way in with the left hand. She's fouled. She scores. Keeley never got in front of her. And Sarah Fazier ended up with the lay-in. Keeley kind of picked her up, but never got back in front of her. Keeley kind of recovering from taking an elbow to the face there on that loose ball. Reg wants a quick timeout to make sure Keeley's okay, I think, as much as anything. Just a 30-second timeout to give her a chance to kind of collect herself. And there was a little miscommunication about who had whom there. I think maybe two players were guarding one on that. And you got twins out there, so you got to look at the number. You can't just look at the girl because they're identical twins. You might pick up the wrong one if you're not careful. 28-27, Fazier will be going to the line to shoot one free throw. Clark out, Rosenbaum in. I think that might have been Audrey's missed assignment there. She may have grabbed the wrong Fazier girl, and that might have been why Keeley got stuck thinking there was help and there was no help. Sarah Fazier to the line. Hits the free throw. Three-point play for her. Makes it 29-27. Graham passes over to Williams. Now they come out and they extend their pressure. Hatch on the baseline. Tries to shovel it out to Croxford. Ball tipped away by Sarah Fazier. Fazier girls obviously played a lot of basketball. Probably a lot of club ball. Williams to Graham. Graham puts up a 22-footer. No good. Williams tips it. Sarah Fazier with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Katie Fazier. Graham gets back this time on her. And Fazier lays it up and in over the top of her. Warriors down four now. 31-27. Struggling with the length and a little bit extra pressure here. Graham throws it off of Fazer and out of bounds as they trap her just past half court. A little energy out of the Falcons here on the defensive end. They've been pretty passive all game. Now they're extending that defense to some full court trapping. Croxford, bounce pass in the corner to Graham. Graham trapped down there, back out to Williams. Williams back to Graham in the corner. Right corner three, no good. Fazer, Katie Fazer with a weak side rebound. Brings it up. Trips a little bit. It's going to be a foul on Croxford as they get their feet tangled up. That'll be seven on the Warriors. And so Katie Fazer will shoot one and one. Warriors really struggling in the half-court offense against the length of this Falcon team. And a pretty high basketball IQ out of the two senior post players. They don't make a lot of mistakes in terms of ball handling and passing. Good leadership out there out of those two in terms of getting their teammates to do the right thing. Fazer misses the foul shot. That was Katie Fazer. Missed the front end of the one-on-one. Graham over to Williams. Back to Croxford out top with it. Now to Graham on the right angle. Plays catch over to Williams. They switch positions up now. Graham on top with it. Warriors playing catch outside. Left side to Williams. Williams had a three-pointer blocked earlier. Not sure she'll go back in there. Warriors really struggling against this 1-3-1 right now. Bounce pass inside to Hatch. Shovels it back out to Croxford to Graham. Graham puts up a three. No! Perfect! Keeley Graham buries the three-pointer. Keeley with 17 in the game, makes it a 31-30. Ball movement just back and forth until they finally got an open look there. Sarah Fazer with the ball to Stearman out top. Good low with it. Now to Stearman on the left wing. Stearman hits it to Potter. Potter off her hand. She comes down with it. Hits a popping out Sarah Fazer. Lobs down low to Katie Fazer with the left hand. Misses. Tipped by Croxford. Rosenbaum with the rebound. That was an easy left-handed lay-in missed by Fazer underneath. Both girls will go left or right around the basket. Like I said, you can see a lot of time in the gym for those two. Fundamentally sound with both hands and a lot of length. Croxford with it, left wing, fakes the three. Pulls up, misses the three. Graham chases down the rebound. Drives down on the right side, picks up her dribble. Steps through, throws it to Croxford on the left wing. To Williams. Williams for three. A little long on that one. And the rebound pulled down by Sarah Fazer. 31-35 minutes to go. Warriors trailing by one here to the 2A Faith Bible Falcons, which is going to be the longest team I think the Warriors are going to see this year. They have a tremendous amount of length out there. There's a jump hook inside by Goodlow, or Stearman, I think. And she misses. And Graham with the rebound. Croxford with it on top. She and Graham play a little catch here. Warriors need to score and be able to pressure, I think, to really have a great effect on this game with their defensive intensity. But you got to be able to score first. And that's where they've struggled, the half-court offense, is to get good looks here. Only 30 points in the game for the Warriors. And probably only about 22 of those out of the half-court. Graham for three, buries it! Keeley Graham hits another three, and the Warriors go up. That's 20 in the game for Keeley. Back-to-back 20-point outings for her. 4:07 and counting to go. Fazer drives, pulls up, 15-footer, misses. Rosenbaum grabs the loose ball, rebound. A little quick shot there out of Sarah Fazer. The lefty pulled up from the elbow and hit it off the back iron. Rosenbaum with a good rebound. Croxford, Warriors up 33-31. She and Graham play a little catch. Graham with it. Hook pass over in the corner to Williams. Williams back out to Graham. Graham getting this Falcon defense scrambling. Throws it to Williams. Williams had a good look at a three. Passes it up. Now they're getting the Fazer girls to have to scramble up and down on the wings. They're looking a little tired. They've played every minute pretty much of this game. Croxford and Graham playing a little dribble drive and catch there. They swing it over to Croxford on the left wing. Only two fouls on the Falcons, so even if they foul, they're not going to put the Warriors on the line. Croxford dribbles down on the baseline, still going all the way to the rim, lays it up, misses, comes up short, and the rebound, she had it. Stearman will shoot 1-1, eighth team foul on the Warriors. First one is good. Her first point of the game. Warriors lead at 1, 33-32. Penn set to come in, but she's going to come in for Stearman if she makes this free throw. Stearman's second one, short. Graham with the rebound. Warriors with the ball, up one, under 3 minutes to go now here in the fourth quarter. Graham hooks it down the right side to Hatch. Hatch won't take the three, back out to Graham. Graham with one of the Fazer girls on her. She tips it out of bounds as Graham starts to drive. It's a lot of reach to come across there. Reg complaining here about the Fazer girl reaching right across the body to knock that ball out, and that was the same call he feels Keeley got at the other end. I would argue Keeley had a little more contact than that. Croxford tries to get it in, and the ball is out of bounds. It's easy. Should be easy. White ball. Officials didn't know who it was off of. I'll give them some help there. Right in front of the Warrior bench there. Fazer knocked it out. Croxford to inbound. A lot of pressure on the ball with Sarah Fazer. Watching Croxford's eyes, they get it into Graham. Graham with it. Man-to-man defense here by the Falcons. Coming up on the 2.5 minute mark. Graham and Croxford exchange the ball out top. Croxford with it with Sarah Fazer on her. Croxford crosses over. Shovels it over to Roberts. Roberts down low to Graham. Graham on the left wing. Dribbles out through traffic. Still dribbling all the way in. Puts it up. Her shot blocked. Rosenbaum tips it. Can't get it. Stearman throws it ahead. Her pass knocked away. Katie Fazer chases it down. She drives, gets past her man, and scores. She's just so long. When they put the ball on the floor, their strides are so long. I don't think our girls are used to girls that length putting the ball on the floor. Warriors down one now, 34-33. Graham, 23-footer, buries it! Keeley Graham hits a 23-footer right here in front of Reg to put the Warriors back up 36-34. Keeley with 23 points in the game. I don't know what her career high is, but she's got to be getting close to it. Just a fantastic offensive game by her. Fazer works down on the right side, puts up a tough shot, misses. That's Katie Fazer. Rebound by Rosenbaum. Good defense by Croxford on Fazer that time. Minute and a half to go here in the fourth, 36-34. Warriors with the lead and the ball. Graham gets inside, scoops up and under. I don't know why she took that shot, and she throws up a tough one. She misses it. Fazer with it. Sarah Fazer on the left wing. Drives in. Cut off by Croxford. Puts the ball on the floor out to Stearman. Stearman pulls up for three. Buries it. That wasn't Stearman. That was Goodlow. Her third three of the game. Defense was a little out of position. And the Warriors want a timeout. Down 36-37. 37-36. Warriors down one. Williams will come back in the game. She'll get Roberts out. 1:05 to go. Fourth quarter. It's going to be a full timeout, I believe. Let's see. Nope, 30-second timeout. My bad. So we're going to stay right here. 1:05 left to go in the fourth. 18 fouls on the Warriors, just two on the Falcons. Warriors trail 37-36. It's been the Keeley Graham show on the offensive end. She has 23 points in the game, including 5 3-pointers. And the only weakness she's had today, really, would be the 2 missed free throws. She had a driving lay-in there that she got underneath the Fazer girl, but then scooped it up too hard. Graham has 3 fouls in the game. I think Croxford just has 2. Nobody else in any kind of foul trouble. Warriors basketball down 1. Good test for the Warriors having to deal with so much length on the floor. And a fundamentally sound pair of post players by the Falcons and these Fazer twins. Croxford gets past Sarah Fazer. Picks it up. Picks up her dribble. Again, pounded there. Throws it away, but Williams gets it back. Out of Croxford. Croxford's got to not pick up a dribble. This time she goes past Fazer all the way in. Lays it for Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum lays it up and in! What a great play by Croxford to draw the defense. She beat her man, Sarah Fazer, drew the other Fazer girl to her, and then left the bounce pass for Rosenbaum, who laid it up and in on the left side. Warriors up one now, under 40 seconds to go. Penn down in the corner. There's a three-pointer by Wagner there. No good. Rebound by Graham. Warriors now up one. Need to take care of the basketball. Falcons are going to have to commit a bunch of fouls here if they want to stop anything. There's one foul by Wegman. But they only have 3 team fouls. This is not something their coach prepared for in this game. 20 seconds to go. They're going to have to commit 4 more fouls in rapid succession here. And he's going to call a timeout and set that up. They're going to have to get 4 fouls very quickly. They'd like to use no more than about 6 or 7 seconds. So every time the Warriors inbound the ball, there's going to be a quick reach and grab. And that will, it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. 20.4 seconds to go, 38-37 Warriors, 18 fouls on the Warriors, just 3 on the Falcons. Warriors are led tonight by Keely Graham with 23. As I said, 5 3-pointers for Keely. Hannah Hatch has 6. Rosenbaum with 4. None bigger than that last 2 she put in. Croxford just 2 points in the game, but some outstanding passing by Morgan here down the stretch. And Malin Williams with 3 points in the game. The Fazer twins are a good chunk of the offense, but Anna Goodlow has 3 3-pointers in the game for the Falcons. Easily their best shooter. There's a backdoor pass to Graham. Graham lays it up, leaves it short. Hannah Hatch with the rebound. Oh, they're going to call a foul after the shot, I think. We'll see if they put Graham on the line. Nope, they're going to say it was on the shot, so Graham will go to the line. I wish I could see a replay on that one. What a great backdoor cut. Graham did the little loop-de-loop banana cut around the top. Got all the way to the basket. Great pass by Croxford to hit her in stride. But one of the Fazer girls coming across, it was Katie Fazer, her first foul of the game coming across, influenced the shot a little bit, but also got a piece of Keely. Keely to the line, misses the foul shot. Only weakness in Keely's game all year has been her foul shooting. And there's no reason for it. It's just in her head because there's nothing wrong with her form at all. She's an excellent shooter. She'll have one more. That one's good. Rims that one in. 24 in the game for Keely. 2-point lead for the Warriors, 17 seconds. Don't want to foul. Timeout taken by Faith Bible. Falcons burn a timeout here. I think this one will be going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. Warriors up 39-37, 14.4 seconds left to go here from Riverdale against the Faith Bible Falcons. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 39-37, 14.4 seconds left to go here at Riverdale High School, where the Warriors lead the Faith Bible Falcons. Falcons with a couple of outstanding post players, the Fazer twins, a couple of senior 6'1 players, fundamentally sound, good free throw shooters, do a lot of good things, handle the ball well. It'll be Falcon basketball. They'll be inbounding it at the far side. Kind of the volleyball 10-foot line extended, if that means anything to you. Warriors come up and pressure man-to-man. Reg talking to him. The one thing we don't want is an and-one. Can't give him an easy shot and get a cheap foul. They get the ball into Wagner. Wagner was over and back, and they missed it. She had a heel. She stepped backwards across the line. They get a three-pointer right side. Missed that one. Penn with the rebound inside. No, Croxford gets it. Pulls it away with 6 seconds. To Graham. Graham back to Croxford. There's a foul, and Fazer. And that's only the fifth team foul against the Falcons. So barring a turnover here, the Warriors are going to get the victory. Fazer went for the three-pointer. The apathy of the two Fazer girls is what would drive me nuts, I think, as a coach. They just don't show a lot of emotion or competitive fire. Very talented. There's a long throw out. Graham gets it. And Graham will get called for over and back with 1.7. Reg is going to argue that Keely didn't have control of the ball. Puts his arm around the official here to talk to him about it. Says she didn't have control of that ball. And she touched it. They're going to get this worked out. It's going to be a timeout taken by the Falcons again. They're going to get the ball back with 1.7 seconds to go. They'll get it at half court. So what looked like a surefire Warrior win here. Reg explaining to Keely what happened. He says, this is what the official told me. I don't know what happened, but it doesn't matter. Right now, you've got to move on. Reg talking to his players right now. Reg giving Morgan a lecture. I'm trying to listen in here. So Reg telling her, you got to be a good girl and play good defense here. The girls get a chuckle out of that one. Morgan, Keely, Maylin, Kaya and Hannah Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. Warriors with 1.7 seconds away from a victory here. They don't want to give up an open three. They don't want to give up a backdoor lob. They really need to watch the backdoor lob.
Reg. Really need to watch the backdoor lob, Reg.
If I were the Falcons, I would try to run Fazer girl on a little backdoor, try to get the lob ball. They're inbounding from full from half court, though, so it's not easy. Trying to get it in. And they call a timeout. Do they have any left? They must. So good job by Keeley to deny Goodlow the ball. It'll be a full timeout. So we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. I'll be back after this message.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 1.7 seconds left to go. Falcon Basketball, Warriors leading 39-37. Falcons will have it right at midcourt in front of the scorers table here. It'll be Sarah Fazier to inbound the ball. They stack it up at the foul line, kind of left to right, all facing the ball. They split off, try to get it inbounds. They try to throw the lob. The lob's over the head and out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball, and it'll be on the sideline. Nobody tipped it, so Warriors will get the ball. They tried to go backdoor and lob that ball up to Katie Fazier. A lot of length with the pass. That's a tough pass to make from 45 feet away and to try to hit somebody on a little curl to the basket. Not easy to do. So Warriors just need to get the ball inbounds. And they do to Williams. Williams is fouled with 0.4 seconds left. That'll about do it for the Warriors. Five fouls now on the Falcons. Warriors will inbound it again. All they have to do is touch it, basically, and the clock will run out. There won't really be any time for anything else. There's a pass into Graham, and that's the game. Warriors get out of here with a 39-37 win. Keeley Graham leading the way tonight with 24 points. Hannah Hatch had 6, Kaya Rosenbaum with 4, Williams with 3, and Croxford with 2. For Faith Bible, Katie Fazier had 12 points, and Sarah Fazier had 11 points for them. Anna Goodlow with 9, and Yolanta Penn with 4, Stearman with 1. So the Warriors hold on to win a tough-fought game against a team with a ton of size, and Rosenbaum and Katie Fazier talking a little bit out. Rosenbaum's legitimate 5'11". Fazier's got to be at least 6'1", maybe 6'2", and good length. And so that was a tough battle for the Warriors inside. And good sportsmanship there by the Fazier girl to stand around and talk with Kaya a little bit after the game and with a smile on her face, handled that loss pretty well. But it would drive me nuts if I was coaching those two. If they played with some fire, they would be unstoppable, but they don't. They play very methodical and under control, but no fire, at least not in this game. All right, Warriors get a great win. Warrior boys going to take on the Faith Bible boys here in about 14 minutes. We'll be back after a few minutes of messages and give my voice a rest here, and we'll have some exciting Warriors.
Format printing, copies, and